This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Friday's World Ag Supply and Demand, or WASDE, report didn't throw any curveballs at farmers, but there were a couple of small changes. University of Illinois professor of Ag Commodity Markets, Todd Hubbs, says he expects corn prices to be higher for the next marketing year and for soybeans to be on the lower end of the forecasted price range.
Well, for the corn market, there were no changes made really domestically in any of the 2016-17 or 17-18 marketing year projections. Most of the changes we saw in the corn market in the WASDE report had to do with production and international production. The Brazil corn crop increased to about 39.4 million bushels. They've got a record harvest. It looks like their second corn crop's about 3 to 5% higher than their five-year average. And, Argentina production stayed the same. And then projecting out 2017-18, ending stocks currently for the 16-17 marketing year corn about 2,235 million bushels. Next year domestically, it's looking like 2,110 million bushels. And on the whole, world-ending stocks are down over the next marketing year by about 1,191 million bushels. So in corn markets, what we're seeing is the pace of consumption domestically currently is about what WASDE is saying it is, and it looks like that's going to go unchanged through the end of August. And we're seeing reduced stocks domestically and overseas as we move through the 17-18 marketing year. Soybean and the soybean markets, crush got reduced 15 million bushels, and I mean you can sort of see this weakness in their numbers for soybean oil. Soybean oil consumption numbers for the 16-17 marketing year reduced to 100 million pounds in the food, feed, and industrial use category, and soybean meal domestic use decreased 350,000 short tons. So that 15 million reduction and soybean crush translated to the ending stocks. So ending stocks were down to 450 million bushels, and that just carried through the 17-18 marketing year, or up 450 million bushels, excuse me, and that carried through the 17-18 marketing year. They had higher beginning stocks of 15 million bushels, so the ending stocks numbers at 495 million bushels domestically. Internationally, the Brazilian soybean crop got increased again for 2017 by 88 million bushels in the WASDE report. They've got a record production of over 4 billion bushels of soybeans. The Argentine soybean production increased as well. So world soybean production is really high. The ending stocks are growing both domestically and internationally. As we project forward into 17-18, China is projected to increase their imports by about 147 million bushels to 3.4 billion bushels, which accounts for about 63% of the world's total imports of soybeans. So I think, for your listeners, there's two things going on. Corn markets, we're seeing this tendency of reduced stocks as we move through the marketing year and into next marketing year. And for soybean markets, increasing stocks on large international crops. And that's basically what I saw in the reports. Right now, the range of farm prices for corn, they're saying for next marketing year, is about $3 to $3.80. I personally think things are shaping up where corn prices could be above that in the next marketing year. And the soybean range is huge, $8.30 to $10.30 per bushel of soybeans. I see that sort of more to the lower end of that range, not below 9, but down in the 9-10 range somewhere for 17-18 right now as I see the numbers.
So from that report, I'm hearing both good and bad things. You saying corn stocks are decreasing, that's got to be a plus because we have had that large surplus. But then the beans, especially in South America, with them having a record production, that's not good. But then you also said, well, China's going to increase their imports. So, I mean, it sounds like we've got good and bad.
It is. It's a really neutral mixed picture. Right now, I think what we're seeing in the markets is trading on weather. And, this June 30th acreage report is going to be huge. It looms large over both markets. If we see acreage shift in soybeans and out of corn for this 2017 planting season, I think you may see some severe downward volatility in soybean prices. But yeah, it's sort of a neutral picture right now, but shaping up as we move into the next marketing year, 2017-18, there's a lot of beans. We hope that demand's there. We've seen a weakening crush and domestically. Hopefully that bounces back. And we're really sort of relying on China to import these beans and for us to be competitive with South America in particular. I'm a little more optimistic on the corn market. I feel like the acreage is down. We're off to a really poor planting season in some areas. I expect that crop condition rating for corn today to maybe deteriorate a little bit. We'll see what that does to prices. But I'm feeling like corn prices for 17-18, as I look at forward right now, are going to be above that 3 to 380 range.
Professor of Ag Commodity Markets for the U of I, Todd Hubbs. Well, in other news, experts expect farmland values to decline as ag enters the projected fourth year of lower farm incomes. Agricultural real estate business, Farmers National Company, says ag land values in most areas can be expected to continue to gradually decline over the next several years if commodity prices and farm incomes remain at current low levels. However, despite anticipated additional declines in land prices in most areas, there are positives on the horizon for land values. Those include potential improvements in farm and ranch incomes after bottoming out. Further, Farmers National Company says that if the industry sees limited stress sales of farmland and no other shocks to the markets, land values will move to stabilize over the next several years. The U.S. has finalized details under a plan to send U.S. beef to China for the first time since 2003. U.S. Secretary of Commerce Wilbur Ross and Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin made the announcement Monday. The announcement means the Department of Ag's Ag Marketing Service has posted the requirements for its export verification program for U.S. establishments shipping to China, which will enable packers to apply for approval to export to the country. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service has also updated its online export library, specifying China's requirements for certifying U.S. beef being shipped there. China has emerged as a major beef buyer in recent years, with imports increasing from $275 million in 2012 to $2.5 billion in 2016. However, the United States has been banned from China's market since 2003. The U.S. is the world's largest beef producer and was the world's fourth largest exporter, with global sales of more than $5.4 billion last year. Until the ban took effect, the U.S. was China's largest supplier of imported beef, providing 70% of their total intake. Well, that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.